We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's it. I'm done. After today's show, Shasky, I'm never mentioning the Baseball Hall of Fame. Don't care about it anymore. They showed their ass yesterday. Tom Verducci. And that monologue that they had on the opening of MLB Network.
I hate him.
I can't stand Verducci anymore. I can't stand him anymore.
Would you let Verducci teach baby Chess how to throw
Hell
a baseball?
Hell no. Hell no.
Come on.
Remember last year he had the little essay, the little minute video essay. Of how evil, with his little Emmys in the background and stuff. What a clown. What an absolute clown. But also, the fact that Rob Parker just dropped on us. We get the votes, the ballots mailed to us.
What did you think of that?
We don't get an email. Oh, so now we're just lying. Now we're just writing and lying.
I mean,
writing and lying.
I mean, I couldn't believe
really?
It.
Oh, really?
I couldn't believe
it. I'm appalled. I am appalled.
If I would have pulled that, I would be getting destroyed. Would I not? What's crazy to me, forget that for a second.
I got to have a conversation with this person. I do.
Yeah, so
that's a problem.
I found it interesting yesterday. I knew going into it he wasn't getting in. I knew it. I knew he wasn't going to get in.
We all do.
But yesterday to me was a watershed moment. And this is why I'm not even outraged. To me, it was so transparent. The writers wanted to punish Barry Bonds. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them. Okay? Instead, the reverse happened. They turned Barry Bonds into a martyr, which I never thought I'd see. Wow. I never thought I'd see it. Bonte, to see all of the Major League Baseball players and all of the fans and the ones who did support him, the Jeff Passans and the Jason Starks, write unbelievable columns about how much hypocrisy has been in this voting system and just how we've gone about trying to witch hunt and put on trial just Roger and Barry. Dude. To me, yesterday was the watershed moment that had to happen. It has to change. It absolutely has to change.
I mean,
he's a martyr.
I didn't think Barry Bonds would care about not being in the Hall of Fame.
I knew he would.
But I found out, I was talking to Mully, and I was like, you think Barry Bonds is mad?
Hell yeah, he's mad.
And he's like,
he dedicated his life to baseball, Bonte.
There's no doubt. These people care about it. And I apologize for being aloof in that situation, thinking like, you know what, Barry, he ain't even tripping because he knows what he did. But it is something to not have your plaque there in Cooperstown as one of the greatest baseball players. I can see the hurt on Mullen's face. I can hear the hurt in D. Wright's voice. I can hear the hurt in Rob Parker's voice. I see it with you, and I heard your rant yesterday. I watched the video over and over. I know what Barry Bonds means to you. I know what Barry Bonds means to me. Seeing Barry Bonds in that batter's box every single game of my childhood.
Come on, man.
When he signed with the Giants, I'll never forget the day I had the newspaper the next day. And Barry Bonds signed with the Giants. I said, we really got the guy for the Pittsburgh Pirates? The three-time MVP? Mm-hmm. And he started reading about Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, he's from Sarah High School. Oh, man, he grew up in 7th. Oh, man. In his first year in San Francisco in 93, where he put up some sick numbers.
Ridiculous.
46 bombs, batted .336, Giants win 103 games. Mm-hmm. And to not see that guy get honored. For being a great baseball player. Like Rob said, Armando Rios did steroids. He was back in AAA. Didn't help him.
Bobby Estelaia?
Bobby Estelaia was doing
Marvin
steroids.
Marvin Bernard?
Didn't help him.
No.
A lot of guys did steroids and it didn't help.
Well, I just think it's an easy thing to say. Hey, you took steroids. Well, okay, if that's what you're going to say, what about Ivan Rodriguez and Pudge? Pudge literally tested positive.
I don't want to go here. What about Frank Thomas?
Well, then, come on.
How do we know he didn't do it?
Google his Auburn photo, okay? Then look at him. He's like his 6th, 7th, 8th year in the league. Here's another part of this, B, and I find this to be interesting.
David Ortiz in the Hall of Fame over. Just in the Hall of Fame over Barry Bonds, Shasky.
First ballot.
But he's in the Hall of Fame. First ballot Hall of Fame, first of all.
Didn't play the position.
He's in the Hall of Fame over not only Barry Bonds, but Fred McGriff.
And Gary Sheffield?
Gary Sheffield?
Seven different teams in a row with 100 RBIs. Seven teams in 7 years, 100 RBIs. Played every position.
It's disgusting.
Well, and here's the thing, B. One of my favorite things is like studying history and whatnot. You know that. I'm kind of weird about that stuff. I have an insecurity because I didn't have any real education.
Right.
Greek literature is kind of timeless. You know why? Because all of the mythical people had flaws, right? And they were relatable to humans. All of the godlike people had some flaws, whether it's Achilles or whomever you're talking about. And that's why I love Bond so much. He's not perfect. He's not. He was the greatest player I've ever seen, and he had major flaws. Character flaws. He cheated. He did a lot of things. But damn it, you gotta recognize these people. It happened. You punished him for 9 years. He deserved to go in. You made your point. And now, the fact that Ortiz is going in while Bonds and Roger go off.
Yeah.
It's the watershed moment that had to happen.
I see a caller here, Daryl in Oakland. Let's take Daryl in Oakland because he just put up something. How is Bud Selig in the Hall of Fame?
I've been saying this.
How's Bud Selig? And
the guy who presided over baseball, Tony La Russa, whose career has, through the middle of it, Mark and Jose, which I believe Mark should be in for saving the game. And don't you find it ironic? I find it ironic that the whole steroid era started because of the strike. And what are we in right now?
And a home run. We're in a strike right now.
So I find it poetic justice that the game is stalled while the two great players who brought the game back from dead are banned for life from the Hall of Fame.
What's funny?
It's just ridiculous.
Mark McGwire's been a hitting coach for like three teams now. Him and Sosa were the pioneers of the steroid era. And everybody batted their eyes. Batted their eyes
Bonte,
out.
How many newspapers, how many chronicles were sold on Barry Bonds' accomplishments? How many salaries were drawn from Barry Bonds at the San Francisco Chronicle specifically?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
It's a joke.
Let's get Daryl in Oakland out here real quick. Daryl, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I'm just listening to you and laughing because, Bud Selig was the biggest joke. Once he got in the Hall of Fame, I said, I'm done with the Hall of Fame. He was the face of steroids.
Thank you.
He's like, when I think of steroids, I'm like, that's the face of steroids.
Yeah.
And so he gets into the Hall, and I was done with it then. And then they're just berating Barry Bonds over it. And I'm like, okay, this is just so ridiculous. I can't watch baseball anymore because they unanimously put Bud Selig in. And the reason is because they made more money.
Dude, that's unbelievable.
That's the only reason he's in. It's money.
That Joker won't even show his face anymore. That Joker
of a commercial.
And Faye Vincent joined us when the first day of the strike. Faye let it be known that Bud Selig was a terrible commissioner. He didn't have to say it to say that Bud Selig sucked. He said it in his own very way. Bud Selig stinks. Man, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm done with the Hall of Fame. Done.
Until Buster Posey comes up.
No, I'm done. No, seriously. Buster Posey can go in. I don't even care anymore. I don't care about the baseball.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Okay, so as a Giant fan, I'm already kind of this way. I'm not really the biggest. Like I used to love. Oh my God, I know every guy on the Braves. I know every guy on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I know every guy on the New York Mets. Now I just follow the Giants. That's what I watch. I just follow the Giants. I'm not a Major League Baseball fan. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan.
Right.
So this is what I want to have happen. Forget Cooperstown. When I go to Oracle, I want to be able to see the Barry Bonds statue. Just have the statue out front, and I want it. You know what I would do? I mean, I don't even know where's the media park these days?
Lot A.
Yeah, I would throw that statue right at Lot A. That's what I would do and eliminate media parking and make them take the bus.
Can you believe Rob Parker said that we don't even get an email, we get it sent to our house?
Well, were you blown away by that?
Oh.
Your face dropped when you saw that.
John Curley, we need to get this person on the airwaves no matter what. Ann Killeen has to speak about this. She's here in the Chronicle. We respect her as a journalist. We got to just call it like it is. She has no problem calling out people, calling out post-game shows, calling out whatever. She has no problem letting the chopper go. Well, you know what? It's time to pay the piper. She's got to explain herself, dude. You heard Rob Parker what that Hall of Fame vote means.
And it meant that,
he said,
to hear him say that.
400 people in this country of 330 million that has a Hall of Fame vote. This is my most prized possession, having a vote for the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And she just shoulder shrugged at it. Shoulder shrugged.
And then wrote a column and buried it the week of New Year's when everybody was off.
I'm so disappointed. I am livid right now inside after hearing that. I'm livid. Because we knew Rob Parker would say everything about here, it. I'm livid. Chesky, that's embarrassing, man.
But here's the, and then we're going to get to the flex in just one second. Here's the part where I struggle with, because it's easy for me to see it. All of the baseball writers. But the reality is it's not all of the baseball writers. Because the Andrew Baggerlys, and I'm just using him as an example, the Rob Parkers, they take that vote very serious. So I don't want to just go, all the baseball writers. But there's a huge chunk of them that I just don't know what they're doing. And this is why you need to have diversity of the vote. You need to have former players. You need to have luminaries of baseball, the Vin Scullys, the John Millers. You need to have these people have input.
I can't believe somebody lied in the column. I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.